For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Thousands in Jackson, Mississippi still don't have drinkable water, weeks after extreme rain caused a water treatment plant to fail. Other cities with aging sewer and water systems are fearful they could face a similar situation. In New York, Mount Vernon was court-ordered to fix its sewer system.
In the past 3 years alone, they've had over 900 sewer backups.
Dr. Adrian Hollis oversees environmental justice at the National Wildlife Federation. New York plans to spend $150 million to improve Mount Vernon's water infrastructure. But Hollis warns climate change will worsen problems in other cities.
Not only will we have storm-related flooding, but we're going to have, as sea level rises, we're going to see chronic flooding. And in communities that are located in low-lying areas or in areas with insufficient infrastructure to handle that overflow, we're going to see this and worse.
Some communities in southwest Kansas are struggling to meet the basic needs of their growing Muslim population. Enya Slepian explains.
Every Friday, Muslims in Garden City, Kansas, meet for prayers at a two-bedroom apartment. But this makeshift mosque is too small to serve a growing community, which includes hundreds of immigrants and refugees from Somalia, Burma, Ethiopia, and Afghanistan. Community leaders like Halima Farah have raised money for a new mosque, after years of negotiations with the city have gone nowhere. But finding property hasn't been simple due to land scarcity and zoning discrimination.
It's so hard to find the building with the regulations that the city is putting up.
Farah did find a large property with a parking lot big enough to accommodate worshippers.
But the owner specifically said, I'm not selling it to Muslims.
And while Garden City has a cemetery, it isn't able to accommodate the observance of Islamic burial rites, meaning Muslims there must drive 3.5 hours to Wichita to find a cemetery families can use. I'm Anya Slepian.
Prestigious universities such as Yale and Purdue are on a mission to recruit more rural students, including Clayton Land, who grew up in Alton, Kentucky.
I was the first in my family to go to college.
As a high school senior, Land remembers getting his acceptance letter from Yale.
Everyone was coming up to me in the hallways. My teachers were all saying stuff, hugging me, being excited. Truly one of the best days of my life.
Yale, with about 1,800 incoming students each year, is one of several universities where strategic rural recruitment efforts are gaining traction. They're accepting 80 to 100 incoming small-town students each year. Indiana's Purdue University focuses its rural recruitment efforts on in-state students. A.J. Frigo is a former assistant director of admissions.
If you can just get one rural kid to do it, you've changed their lives. You may have changed their family's lives.
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.